Greg Damas from the Cults joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We're talking a little bit about The Gathering and The Gathering Music Festival. So first of all, what is The Gathering?
So The Gathering Summit, as we call it, is a two-day conference in Banff where we really bring in sort of the best brand leaders across the world, and they come and share their secrets. We try to focus on what we call cult-like brands, which is really, you know, the GoPros, Apple, Red Bulls, where they just have some sort of crazy affinity to their brand. No matter what they do, people follow. And we spent many years dissecting what it was that made these brands special, and then invited them to speak and share their secret sauce, what it is that they do that's different than their mediocre peers.
Right on. And I understand that in its third year, I mean, it's going like gangbusters here.
Yeah, you know what? It's been crazy growth for us. Our reach has expanded beyond what we could have imagined. And every year it seems, you know, we wrap up and we say, how are we going to top this event? And then somehow we do it the next year.
A new component this year, and this is something that's open to the general public, is the Gathering Music Festival. And what's this idea all about?
Yeah, so the Gathering Music is really just a crazy idea we had when we first birthed the Gathering Summit, as we call it. We at the agency at Cult know that the music industry is suffering and artists aren't making money the way they A, should be, or B, used to. And a huge revenue stream for them is partnerships with brands. And this goes beyond selling a song for a jingle. But when you look at how Drake has collaborated with the Raptors and all of MLSE and things like that, there's stuff to be learned. And so we thought we would add in a music festival component. And we like to think of big acts on little stages and really just trying to bring something new to Banff. And at the same time, we've got some great sessions lined up from Scott Goldman, who's the vice president of the Grammys, Afdel Aziz, who's with Absolute Labs, which is a division of Absolute Vodka that almost exclusively collaborates with musicians. And really, it's their time to shine on marketers as well as bands and artists and managers how the business of collaborating with brands works and how you can really, I guess, succeed in that vein. And then after that, we kick off with two rock solid lineups, one at the Rose and Crown in Banff, which we call the Streets Stage. That's all your classic indie rock. And we're really excited. We've got some local bands coming in from Calgary with 36, Double Fuzz, and High Kicks, as well as the guys coming in from Halifax, In Flight Safety. And these guys are on the up and up, huge demand at South by Southwest the last couple of years. And on the other side of the bill, we've got a really tight lineup on the Hoodoo Lounge, which we call the Beats Stage. We're kicking off with these two really young up-and-coming hip-hop artists. One is Delemonade, based out of Toronto. The other one, his name is Tom McDonald, who's based out of Vancouver. And then we follow that up with Young Nino, who's going to warm up the decks for Kid Koala, who we're all just so excited to see. And then we close it off with Humans, which is very similar. I would reckon them to like a Rat-a-Tat. They're just a duo, just really, really good musicians, really cool style, and they'll close the night out on that end.
So this is all happening Friday, February the 5th at the Rose and Crown and the Hoodoo Lounge. And I understand to get in for both the talks beforehand and then the music portion afterwards, there's just one pass that you need?
That's exactly it. It's $39, and it gets you all access to the entire festival. So you can come in for the sessions that start at 5 o'clock and then stick around for the Rose and Crown or Hoodoo. And the pass really lets you in and out of any venue, so you don't have to feel like you're stuck to one particular genre. The only thing we do say is that both of these venues have pretty limited capacity, so just make sure that you're there on time.
Right on. And how can people get to those passes?
Check us out. It's cultgathering.com/music. We've got all the lineups there. You can listen to some of our artists as well as get tickets.
Cultgathering.com/music, again, is that website, The Gathering Music, a new music festival here in Banff, Friday, February the 5th. Greg, thanks so much for joining me in the show today.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Rob.